Something exciting happening in our beloved Fisher Building today, and that is that the Fisher Theater is going to be reopening its doors for performances of Rent, Broadway, returning to Midtown and the New Center area. And we're so excited about that. Yet another indication of how life is getting back to normal as we exit, hopefully permanently, the pandemic. And there are some restrictions. They're requiring vaccines. They're requiring masks, but they are going to have a full crowd there. I think it's a sellout, but you may want to check that. They may have some at-call seating, so you might want to check that out if you feel like taking in the show. And I think is it the 25th anniversary of Rent? So a lot of great things happening there, and we seize on those silver linings every opportunity we get. And here's another one, and that is the announcement coming yesterday that our wonderful Detroit Symphony Orchestra is going to be hitting the road again. For those of you that are snowbirds, they're going to be headed down to Florida in mid-January, which means not only can you enjoy your vacation destination away from the ravages of a Michigan winter, but you can also enjoy the incredibly talented musicians of the DSO. And Ann Parsons, the president and CEO of the Detroit Symphony Orchestra, sharing that news with us this morning. Hello, Ann.
Good morning. How are you?
I am delighted to hear this news. As I said, we'll seize upon any good news that we can as we deal with all of this. What entered into the decision that now was the time?
Yeah, well, we just, this is the first season, regular season of our new music director, Yadar Binyamini. He is an amazing talent, and we felt that we should come out strong in this first season. He'll do 10 weeks here in Detroit. And then we have this tour, and we have a history with Leonard Slatkin of going very successfully to Florida, meeting many of our friends from Michigan and New York and Chicago who spend time down there in the winter. And there's a very robust presenting culture down in Florida, and we'll be in Miami, we'll be in West Palm Beach, of course, Sarasota. And we're going to the University of Florida in Gainesville, so that'll be a first for us. But the idea is to take the chemistry and the excitement of our orchestra with Yadar on the road. You know, we have our webcasts that are live and regular every week of our classical series, and people have been able to develop relationships with us long distance. And they have all around the world. And this is an opportunity for those people in Florida to hear us live.
When you do hold events like this, and obviously, as you say, the DSO is internationally renowned, how many of your visitors that come to the concerts are of Michigan origin, and how many of them are people from around the world who are vacationing in Florida?
Well, that's a great question. It is a great question. When we went to New York, the people who came with us, and there were over 1,000 people who came from Michigan to New York City to see us in Carnegie Hall, they all had banners, and they waved their banners. They were like handkerchiefs, so we could tell. But
the home team! The home team is playing in the Big Apple!
Yeah, we don't actually go up and say how many people, you know, raise your hand. I think, it's a good, healthy mix, let's just say. When the orchestra can't go to Florida in the winter, I try to go down and meet with people and see people. And, there's a pretty healthy group down there. It's nice to always broaden the base of
right.
People who have relationships with our orchestra. And so this is another big reason to go. We also are going to do a lot of community events. We've got educational activities and partnerships planned for Miami, and we have a healthcare facility that's working with us to take music to the residents in West Palm Beach. So that's another element of the DSO. It's part of our trademark, is to care about community, and some people can't make it to the concert hall, we'll go to them. And that's just another opportunity for us to give back, and we really enjoy doing it.
As you look to navigate 2022, just give us a sense for those that haven't checked out what will happen here when you return from Florida. What kind of opportunities out there for subscription and for making sure that if we're not Florida bound, that we can enjoy the DSO once they return home?
Well, first of all, we will have a send-off concert. So anyone who wants to simply come and wish us well, that'll be on January 13th. I would say to you that right now we are already open and working every week. I just heard an ad for our Bugs Bunny on at the symphony concerts. We have PNC Pops this week. We have had 2 weeks of classical already with Yotter and also our music director laureate, Leonard Slatkin. And we will be presenting concerts pretty much every week between now and the tour and then all the way to June. We're trying to return to our what one might call a normal schedule. And, you know, everybody's trying to do that. We do require vaccinations or proof, a test, and we do ask people to wear masks. But we are open, and we plan to be, and providing music, you know, week after week. That's our job, to inspire people and to give them comfort and to just congregate over music, which and there's just nothing better than live music in Orchestra Hall or out in the neighborhoods, wherever you can find us.
Well, it is an avenue to bring people together, and that's exactly what the DSO has been doing here, and never have we needed it more. Ann Parsons, we thank you so much for your time. We will give the DSO a wonderful send-off. In the meantime, we'll enjoy the concerts that are out there. Take care. Have a great morning.